Blog Talk Radio.
The biggest battle of our professional lives all comes down to today. Either we yield as a team, or we're going to crumble. Inch by inch, play by play, till we're finished. We're in hell right now, gentlemen. Believe me. And we can stay here, get the shit kicked out of us, or we can fight our way back into the light. We can climb out of hell. 1 inch at a time. Now, I can't do it for you. I'm too old. I look around, I see these young faces, and I think, I made every wrong choice a middle-aged man can make. I pissed away all my money, believe it or not. I chased off anyone who's ever loved me. And lately, I can't even stand the face I see in the mirror. You know, when you get old in life, things get taken from you. I mean, that's part of life. But you only learn that when you start losing stuff. You find out life's a game of inches. So is football. Because in either game, life or football, the margin for error is so small. I mean, one half a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us. They're in every break of the game, every minute, every second. On this team, we fight for that inch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch. We claw with our fingernails for that inch. Because we know when we add up all those inches, that's going to make the fucking difference between winning and losing. Between living and dying. Who's willing to die, who's going to win that itch. And I know if I'm going to have any life anymore, it's because I'm still willing to fight and die for that itch. Because that's what living is. The 6 inches in front of your face. Now I can't make you do it. You got to look at the guy next to you. Look into his eyes. Now I think you're going to see a guy who will go that inch with you.
No, you know.
You're going to see a guy who will sacrifice himself for this team because he knows when it comes down to it, you're going to do the same for him. That's a team, gentlemen. And either we heal now as a team or we will die. That's football, guys. That's all it is. Now, what are you gonna do?
Yo, what's up, everybody? You know who it is, coming to you live and again on Soul Radio on Blog Talk Network. My name is Peter The Rock Richardson. Today is September 8th, approximately 10:03, going on 10:04. for tonight. I hope everybody started their week out right. You know, today is Monday. Hope everybody getting their grind on and their shine on. And most importantly, I hope you guys learned something today. But, hey, today I'm coming at you talking about UTEP, University of Texas, El Paso, talking about some Texas Tech Red Raiders. Yeah, buddy. And right now I am off of I-27, Loop 289 at the Holiday Inn Express, getting in, talking about saving the athletes respectfully. You know what I'm saying? So here we go, Peter DeRock Richardson. So I hope you guys really enjoyed that clip, man. That was actually a clip off of my favorite movie called Any Given Sunday. I hope you guys, if you guys have never checked it out, hope I give you some insight on to check it out. It actually has LL Cool J, one of my favorite actors, Jamie Foxx, who actually got an Academy Award winner playing the role of the one and only Ray Charles. Man, he really did his thing. And before he did the Ray Charles, he was actually in Any Given Sunday talking about Willie Beeman. Yeah, buddy. Lead the girl screaming. Yeah, buddy. And man, and Al Pacino, LL Cool J. Then you got Jamie Foxx. And guys really did a really good role in that movie. In that particular scene was actually the last scene of going into the last game of the season, which, you know, life is a game of inches. Doesn't matter if you win by inch or mile, you know, or still win is a win, and life is a game of inches. So especially to portray it into football, it one step too late, one step too soon can really decide the of a game, and obviously in life as well. If you could pull up to a stoplight too soon or you keep going through a yellow light, and you might end up getting hit by a car. So if you can really portray life and football in the same thing, and which goes into the game that was just happened last Saturday. Yes, UTEP versus Texas Tech. The game last Saturday was really a game of inches. It was a dog fight from the start to the finish. If you guys didn't know, if you guys did not see it, it was a dog fight. And whenever you think of UTEP, University of Texas El Paso, also with Texas Tech Red Raiders, you would think that Texas Tech Red Raiders were actually going to UTEP and to El Paso and just run all over UTEP, because you think of a big powerhouse of a football team, the Texas Tech is, and you think about, not really to belittle anyone, but to think about how small of a school UTEP is, that you would think that Texas Tech would go into El Paso and run all over. But that was not the fact. Definitely not the fact. And I'm going to tell you, UTEP always gives Texas Tech a handful. Now, I want to say Texas Tech has played UTEP twice in the last 8 years. The last time they actually played UTEP in El Paso was actually 2006. I was actually on that team, and, boy, we only won by a field goal in overtime. And actually, the field goal actually hit the upright, so just imagine how big that our stomachs dropped at that time. But, hey, this 8 years later, 2014, Texas Tech went down there again and almost got upset again, but it really was not the time. Cliff Kingsbury's boys went down there, and at the end of the day, they took care of business. They did what they had to do. But let me give you a little insight. The first drive of the game, Texas Tech, they actually went with the quick three and out. They didn't gain no single yard. No single yard, and that's how the tempo was set. And for the goal, and for everybody out there that don't really know about football, the first drive of the game and also the first drive of the second half. The first drive of the game and the first drive of the second half actually is what dictates the game. When you come out there for the first drive of the game, you want to set the tempo. If you're on offense, if you're on defense, if you're on offense, you want to keep moving that ball. You want to take some time off of the clock. You want to run the ball. Also, you want to pass the ball. But if you're on the defense, you want to get out there, hit them in the mouth. Three and out. But that's actually what UTEP did to Texas Tech. They went out there, they hit them in the mouth. Davis Webb, he went out there and don't really want to get into that, but he really didn't do his job the first drive of the game. He actually looked a little shook up. But hey, who am I to say? I didn't play quarterback that day, but I was just watching it just to give y'all some insight. Here we are today. You feel me? So you understand why it's important to establish a great first impression to the opposing team. But sadly, you know, like I said, it was UTEP that got the advantage. However, I've been concerned. It really isn't the offense. The defensive line, they actually looked undersized and overwhelmed. So So I want to give credit to the gigantic offensive line for winning the upfront battle. UTEP's offensive line seemed to reestablish the line of scrimmage at ease, leading to UTEP having an outstanding 277-yard rushing. But you want to know what? Jones, he actually had, the running back for UTEP actually had 147 yards by himself. 147 yards, just imagine. UTEP running back at home in front of that big crowd, playing in that mountain, playing against a big high-profile team like Texas Tech. Oh, so you got to know how he was feeling out there. He was probably feeling himself after coming off week one, doing good. And then, like, as everybody was talking about going into week two, you know, UTEP, they want to keep it old school. You want to know, when you think about old school, you think about Walter Payton. You think about Jim Brown. You think about Emmitt Smith, Barry Sanders, some of those guys that come out there and just run straight. Run, don't matter who you are, they're going to run that smash mouth football, hit you straight in the mouth. That's exactly what UTEP did. Jones came out there and got 147 yards by himself. You know, there was a game plan. They executed it very well. The plan seemed to establish the running attack and by all means necessary keep the ball out of Texas Tech's hands. UTEP did just that. They ran the ball consistently, chewing the game clock up. UTEP found success in the rushing game, but also found moderate success in the passing attack. But you want to know what? It really doesn't matter how much yards that you pass for when you got an established running game. When you can establish the running game, everything else comes into place. You know what I'm saying? And they only had 116 yards in the air. 116 yards. So just imagine that. 277 yards on the ground, 116 in the air. So let me tell you guys this out there. If you don't really got any kind of football sense, if you can establish a firm running game, when you can come out there and get 7 to 8 yards a pop, and then you decide to fake it, and it's boop, right over the top, then you guarantee to get a little bit of yards. So it don't really matter how many yards. And let me tell you, vice versa, Texas Tech, you know, they love to throw the ball. They love to throw the ball. In the prior years, the previous years, Texas Tech, that's what they do. That's why they always end up with 400 and some yards passing and all that. But that's okay. But some of them guys who keep it old school and just come hit you in the mouth, they're able to get away with 116 yards because they make up with the yards on the ground, which kind of separates the man from the mouse. But it really doesn't matter. What it depends on, the only thing really depends on is the score at the end of the game. At the end of the game, yeah, end of the game. But the biggest concern on the defensive side is, come on now, you got to get back to the fundamentals. Get back to the fundamentals, no matter if you played in, where I'm from, we call it Paul Young, but majority of people call it Pop Warner. Then you got middle school, high school. Then, like what I'm talking about right now, I'm talking about college. Fundamentals, you got to tackle. You have to tackle. If you can't tackle nobody, then what you going to do? You automatically going to lose. So come on, man. You got to tackle. Too many guys running to the ball carriers, falling down, hoping that just because they touch them, they'll fall down, wishing that they'll fall down, at least on the outside looking in. That's just what it looked like. On the Texas Tech offense, though, they did have quite a bit of success. But they were successful on the field. Just like on paper, Davis Webb went 17-31 with 278 yards passing and 3 touchdowns. The biggest improvement for Webb was the fact that he settled down after a little bit. It took him a little while. He wasn't doing so good as, like, once he was going against the wind, he really didn't. But let's just put it like this. When he was going against the wind, he wasn't doing nothing. But when he was going with the wind, I guess that's whenever he got the confidence, and that's whenever he really started to get the ball rolling. You see what I'm saying? But hey, everyone's human. No one's Superman. So I guess once he started going with the wind, he got a little bit of confidence in himself. But coming off of week one, you actually know he showed up with 3 turnovers. So it was good to see Webb calm down a little bit and start to play his game because, let's face it, three turnovers in 1 week, we might not be sitting here at 2-0 if he was able to get 3 turnovers again. But, hey, let's get Dave Webb, you know, some props coming in, settle down, and he actually got the team a W. You That's like I say, that's all that really matters at the end of the day. And you want to know one thing else that really looked impressive to Texas Tech was that running game. That running game really looked good. G-double-O-D, good. That running game looked sharp. Whoa. We're gonna talk about the fumbling, but oh well. Once that second half hit, man, it was great. And let me tell you what really set the tone was the downfield blocking. One thing you cannot coach is effort. Effort is between you and you. And one thing, Devin Lauderdale, receiver for Texas Tech, yes, really showed some courage and most importantly, some character. Didn't even have the ball. Texas Tech, ooh-wee. When I tell you he sprung a running back to go, when I tell you he sprung him, not only did he make one block, but he made two. And when I say and it made it, you might be like, well, it's only two blocks, Pete. What you mean? Is it like? But nah, when I say he made two, you gotta watch it. I wish I could show you right now on my show, but when you gotta watch, he made one, and then he came back so quick to make that other. It took away from the run, and no disrespect from the run, but I'm telling you. Stockton was on his way. Stockton was running down the field. He was going. He had to make a cut. Once he was making that cut, he couldn't make that cut without a receiver. Without the receiver, Lauderdale making that block. Once Lauderdale made that block, Stockton made another cut. But Stockton had one more man right in front of him. But he couldn't make that other man miss. But you want to know what? Lauderdale came right in front of him. Pow! Got him again. Sprung you for a touchdown. That's, you know, Texas Tech and stuff. And that's really what set the tempo of the game in the second half. And that's why Texas Tech came and actually ended up winning the game, even though it was close at the end. But you want to know else? Just like game one, who stuck out? You want to talk? Yes, you already know what I'm about to say. B.M., Bally Marquez. He's such a cuss, baby. This year, finally successful, moving around a little more on the field. Last year, Marquez predominantly at the C, but now he moved in to a different position. Moving into a different position, to that tight end position, man. This year, however, he's found success in the slot, running slants and sticks. The offense found quite a bit of success, but there was a lot of missed opportunities. Yes, there was a lot of missed opportunities, but there were lots of points to be claimed last night, only to fall short of the victim to the field goal game. Yes. There were quite a few opportunities that was blundered on great drives, but due to mental errors, squandered opportunities, and for the second week in a row, dumb penalties. But it was full confidence that the penalties were not going to be an issue this week. Because you want to know what? We ain't got time for them interview. I mean, for them penalties next week. You want to know who's coming to town? We got the Razorbacks, Arkansas, SEC, coming in the house. They dropped 70 on the team that they played last week. But you want to know what? They coming into the Jones. But you want to know, they got to bring it this week. So do we. Texas Tech, we got to bring it. We can't be coming around. We ain't playing Central Arkansas. We ain't playing UTEP. Not to take away from them teams. But we not playing either one of them. So we got to come with it. They got to come with it. And that's what I'm talking about. Effort. It's only between you and you. Take a little insight. From Lauderdale, because, man, when I tell you, everybody, we got to bring it every play. Just like Al Pacino said on that skit. Football is a game of inches. One step too late, one step too soon might leave you looking like either like I should have did this or I should have did that, but now let me take a step back. Just like that. But I'm gonna tell you one thing: we gotta stop with the penalties. Tech almost lost the game with a huge mistake by having two players, one number 13. What's up with that? Come on now, two players, one number 13. That almost costed us. But it's all right. You know we live and we learn. It's only the second game of the season, but that's why we schedule some of the teams that we play before we get into conference play. But that's how we do it every day. Yay or nay. But we got to stop with all of that. Because once we get into playing them Oklahoma State, if anybody watched Oklahoma State whenever they played Florida State in week one, oh, I was, hey, it might be just me. But I really thought that Oklahoma State was about to come off with that, beating the national champions also with the Heisman Trophy, won a plan in Arlington, Texas. It wasn't even like there was a Stillwater. So just imagine if they was playing a Stillwater. I honestly think Oklahoma State might have would have came out on top. So Texas Tech, you better get it together. Get it together. I love Texas Tech, but I'm originally from Oklahoma. And we don't even want to talk about them Sooners the way they blew out Tulsa, TULSA last Saturday. And then we don't want to talk about them in week one coming off. So, you know, they got the steam. They got the boat rolling. So you never know what you're going to get in this college football. And we're talking about Michigan State and Oregon. We're talking about Michigan, Notre Dame. Oh, my goodness. We're talking about this college football, how everything is going. Just half of the team is already knocked out of the college football playoff that's going to happen this year. So we got to get it together. So, not taking away from the TTU 2 turned up, not taking away from the ALSS Bucket Challenge, not taking away from the school camaraderie or nothing like that coming down here in Lubbock, Texas. But I want to say we got to get our head on straight and we got to stay focused. We got to stay focused because the way everything is going, the way everything is flowing, that we don't know how the season is going to go. And the way that West Virginia played Alabama week one. Oh, my goodness. Woo. Oh, my goodness. Come on now. West Virginia, and if you guys don't know, West Virginia's head coach was actually Texas Tech's offensive coordinator years ago. So there's plenty of guys over there from Tech, and that's why I was paying so attention to that game. Because I'm telling you, the way that they played Alabama, man, it's just like you don't know how the tables are going to turn. And then you got Notre Dame's quarterback coming out from a year that's been off for a whole year and leading Notre Dame to a 2-0 start. Come on now. So what's up? Then you got Virginia Tech, Baker Mayfield. And for you guys down here in Lubbock, Texas, you guys, yeah, that name sound real familiar to it. And it sound real familiar to you, don't it? Yeah, boy, that boy let them boys down. They beat Ohio State. Beat Ohio State, and that boy really looks sharp. Hey, I'm not really too fond in politics. I don't do too much of that, but I see why Cliff Kingsbury didn't let Baker Mayfield go to nowhere in Texas. Sent him on up north. You can't really blame him. But hey, who am I to say? You know, I didn't play quarterback. You know, I'm only here to deliver you the message and to give it to you in a form in a way that you might come back and listen to Soul Radio on Blog Talk Network, Peter the Rock Richardson. And just to let you guys know, I'm going to give you a little break, get you let you listen to Move, Get Out the Way, and a little Kanye here on the break, and I'll be right back with you after the break.
What's up, everybody? You're about to go live on Soul Radio right now. We got Lil Chris Boo, just like that on my team for today. Move out the way, Monday.
faster, stronger. That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now, that's how long I've been on ya. Let's get lost tonight. You could be my black Kate Moss tonight. Play secretary on the ball tonight. And you don't give a f- what they all say, right? Awesome, the Christian and Christian Dior. Damn, they don't make them like this anymore. I ask, cause I'm not sure. Do anybody make real s*** anymore? Bow in the presence of greatness, cause right now that has forsaken us. You should be honored by my lateness, that I would even show up to this place. So go ahead, go nuts, go ace. Especially in my pastel on my page. Act like you can't tell who made this new gospel. Homie, take this, and take this, haters.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night, man, that's how long I've been on ya.
Like right now. I don't know if you got a man or not, if you made plans or not, if God put me in your plans or not. I'm tripping, this drink got me saying a lot, but I know that God put you in front of me. So how the hell could you front on me? It's a thousand yous, it's only one of me. I'm tripping, I'm caught up in the moment, right? Cause it's Louis Vuitton dine night, so we gon' do everything the kind like. Heard they do anything for a Klondike, well I'd do anything for a blind. And she'll do anything for the limelight, and we'll do anything when the time's right. Baby, you're making it
better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now, that's how long I've been on ya. Like I never told ya. Don't act like I 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 told ya. Baby, you're making it
better, faster, stronger.
How long I've been on ya?
Thank you. car to car. Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cook Kim Bro with the Brooklyn Bowl. One night child, who needs y'all from? Now,
what the hell are you waiting for?
After me, there should be no more. So for one last time, people make some noise. Who you know pressure than hoe? Riddle me that. The rest of y'all know where I'm lyrically at. Can't none of y'all mirror me back. Yeah, hear me rap. It's like hand G rapping his prime. I'm young H.O. Raps Grateful Dead. Back to take over the globe to break bread. I'm in Boeing Jets, Globe Express. Out the country with the blueberry still connect. On the low with the yacht, got a triple deck. But when you young with the respect, yep. Grand opening, grand closing. Damn your manhole, crack the can open again. Who you gonna find over the head with no pen? Just draw up inspiration. Who you gonna see? You can't replace him. Cheap imitation. Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cooking raw with the Brooklyn Bowl. For you knew if I paid my dues, how will they pay you? When they first come in the game, they try to play you. Then you drop a couple of hits, look how they wave to you. From Marcy to Madison Square, the only thing that matters is just a matter of years. Yeah, faith would have it, chase status appears to be at an all-time high. Perfect time to say goodbye. When I come back like George, wearing a 4-5. It ain't to play games with you, it's to aim at you. Probably maim you, if I owe you, I'll blow you to smithereens. Suck to take one for your team, I need you to remember one thing. I came, I saw, I conquered, record sales, sold out concerts. So if you want this encore, I need you to scream until your lungs get sore.
Some noise, yeah, yeah, yeah. One last time, I need y'all to roar. Just like that, I hope you guys enjoyed it. Kanye West, Ludacris, and also one of the best, JJJJZ. You know who it is coming back to you live on Blog Talk Radio. Save lives, respectfully, coming to you live from Holiday Inn. Holiday Inn, yeah, that's right off of I-27, Loop 289, Peter Richardson, Peter the Rock Richardson to be exact. And right before the break, I was talking to you about the game from University of El Paso, talking about UTEP playing against the Texas Tech Red Raiders. And man, if you guys missed the game, man, it was such a treat. It was a dog fight. Just imagine if you ran into the alley with somebody who was almost, somebody who you thought you were better than, but once you start getting into that tussle, you realize, oh man, I should have worked out a little bit more, should have did a little bit more sit-ups, should have did a few more push-ups, or should have did a little bit more stretching, because they kind of gave you a run for your money. That's exactly what UTEP did to Texas Tech Red Raiders. But you want to know what? But it's all good. It don't matter if you won by inch or if you win by mile. A win is a win. So just like that, Texas Tech came out with a win. Davis Webb did actually look a little bit of shook up, but when he started out going against the win, but once he started going with the win, started getting that confidence up, he really did his thing. Man, I really want to give my hand out to that guy, Mr. Webb. Man, he really did his thing. And then you got the receivers who went down there, did some downfield blocking. You got the defense who really looked undersized and overwhelmed, but it's all good because they really came out there. They did what they had to do. And just let me tell you one thing as well. They actually are pretty young. We got a lot of JUCO players coming in who never played a Division I game, but it really doesn't matter because that's why we play the game. It don't matter. matter how you size up on paper, because once you step inside them white lines and you go out there and you do your best and you pass the test, then that's when you're going to come out on top. That's when you're going to come out on top. And so just to let you guys know, to keep you guys informed, Texas Tech with Razor actually do play Arkansas Razorbacks out of the SEC, who actually put up 70 points against Nicholas State last week. So I want to give you guys a treat, give you fans a heads up. I know you guys want to be out there tailgating, going to be out there having a good time. But I'm going to tell you one thing, no matter what happens, everything happens for a reason. There's always a reason for the season. So it don't matter if you win by intro amount, just like I said. But I guarantee you, everybody's talking about the Texas Tech Red Raiders, talking about how it's going to be a long season, how Tech is this and Tech is that, and some people are talking about and saying we suck and Texas Tech, man, we too turned up and all this. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I guarantee you, if Texas Tech was to play every team in the way that they play Central Arkansas and University of El Paso, in which I'm not just exactly the way they performed on the field, but just the way that we kept, if we were to keep it close and won every game that way, and they're going to the conversations will start to turn and will start to change, talking about, well, you know, don't matter if we win by a lot or a little, as long as we win. Right now, everybody's mad because Texas Tech is not putting up a lot of points. But let's see here. Let's say for a chance that we go out there and play against the University of Arkansas and we still win by a touchdown, because right now, after the first two games, Texas Tech has only combined – it's only 11 points that Texas Tech has won by. We won by 7 the first game, and then won by 4 on the second game. So, hey, it doesn't matter. A win is a win. I know prior to the years from now, even last year, Texas Tech started off, what, 6-7-0, and then we really didn't end the season that well. But it's okay. Like I said, that's why you play the game. But now, let me tell you this: if we continue to play the teams that we're going to face, because we do got a tough schedule. But as long as we come out with them W's, doesn't matter how much that we win by. As long as we get them wins, as long as our guys go out there, they practice hard, and most importantly, keep them grades up, because football is only phase one. Football is only phase one. Let me say that again. Football is only phase one. So as long as they go out there, they practice hard, and then they keep them grades up, go to study hall, and keep their family intact, then the guys is going to be all right. And I know some of you guys really don't matter when it comes to family, when it comes to culture, whenever it comes to whatever it is in their personal life that's going to lead to them to perform on Saturday night. So I know some of you guys really don't care, because you really just want to go out there and tailgate and brag to your friends and talk about Texas Tech. But, hey, I really care about these guys and mentally, spiritually, and most importantly, academically. So I hope them guys really do things the right way and really go out there and if the guys really pray to go out there and have a good game. So I really hope they do so. So it really doesn't matter to me how much they win by. And, of course, I want them to win, but if they lose, then, hey, I'm still going to love them just as much. And one thing Coach Leach used to tell us whenever our family will come and visit us and come to our games, and this is how he would get us to play twice as hard whenever our family will come, because sometimes we'll be getting ready to Thursday was used to be our light practices, so we'll just have on helmets and shorts, and we didn't have no pads on, just helmets with on the equipment that we had on. But we would go out there and have a game like scenario. We do all the special teams first, and then we go into the offense and defense. But the kicker was not as a kicker, like the punter or the kicker and the field goal, but the kicker what made everything so fun and so drastic and so emotional and just so ecstatic was he had the speakers on. With the speakers on, I mean, he had the speakers on loud, so you couldn't even hear nobody that's standing right next to you, and it got you hyped, it got you crunk, it got you ready for Saturday. And then, you know, your family's in town, it's like, man, I can't wait till we go out there. Whether if you play special teams or offense or defense, or if you just played your role on the sideline, you were still crunk. You were still there. It was there. You was ready, and you couldn't. He had no speakers going, and everybody's out there bouncing around. But this is what Mike Leach would get you. This is where he would get you. And then after we would get up there, we'd get ready to give our break, and he'll say, "No, no, 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 no. You guys out there ready to go see your family and everything? Yes, they love you, but let me tell you, they will love you more if you win." Just like that. He'll tell you, your family, they love you, but they'll love you just as more if you win. So that's what really got us to go out there and put our family to the side and really put that game right in front of us, in which helped us really to go achieve achieve and have that desire, to ultimately guide us to college and ultimately guide us through college, but in the midst of all that, guide us through that game. And let me tell you what desire means. Desire means dream every day so it reaches everyone. Dream every day so it reaches everyone. Dream every day so it reaches everyone. You got to have that desire, whether it's football, whether it's basketball, whether it's baseball, whether it's in the classroom, whether it's at your job, whether it's you out there on the street. It doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter. But if you have that desire to overcome your obstacles, have that desire to overcome your struggles, and have that desire to keep going and to keep pushing and to really value that success, you will do. You will pursue, and you will stay persistent, and you will get to where you ultimately want to be. So now I'm going to tell you, that's where I'm going to end my show on tonight. I hope you guys really enjoyed it, and that Texas Tech and that UTEP game really was a dogfight, but Texas Tech came out on top. Texas Tech is 2-0, going into coming back into the Jones this Saturday, playing against the Razorbacks, coming out of Arkansas, and it's really going to be another dogfight. But I want to tell you one thing, Texas Tech, we got to stop that run, baby. We got to stop that run. We got to do it. Not only stop that run, we got to stop that pass whenever we start doing them play fakes. And for the fans, we got to bring with it. We can't get it. We can't get down on our team. We can't turn our back on our team. We got to be with our team. We got to do everything we can for our team. Let's not get down just because they ain't winning exactly in the fashion that we want them to win. But a win is a win. So we got to stay there. Don't get down. Just like them Cowboys. Don't be like them Cowboys fans because, you know, Romo coming out there throwing them interceptions. Everybody all about Romo. But let them Cowboys win every other game for the rest of the season. Then they're going to be on the bandwagon. So Texas Tech Red Raiders and them fans coming out of the Jones, them fans coming out of Dallas, well, them fans coming out of, we got a lot of fans out of New Mexico too. So we got to stay heavy. We got to stay with them. And just like that, hope you guys will enjoy my show. Stay live, please, respectfully. You. And once again, my name is Peter the Rock Richardson. And hope you guys have an awesome night. And you know I cannot let you go without let you listen to the best song on my show, Nicki Minaj featuring Rihanna, I Came to Win. Yeah, buddy, I'll be with you again next week talking about how the post-game analysis against the Razorbacks. Hopefully we got another W, but I won't know until the game go. Hope you guys have a blessed night. Hope you have a great rest of the week. And no matter what you've been through or what you've done, life's about making your dreams come true. And remember, haters gonna hate, players gonna play. Which one you gonna do? Which one you gonna? And there's two types of people in this world. Two types of people. One person wants you to fail. One person wants you to succeed. So which one do you want to be right? And that's it. That's the end of the night. Hope you guys have a great night. Say your prayers, baby.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to fight, to prosper, to rise. Guns out, aiming at me, but I become Neo when they aiming at me. May, me against them, me against enemies, me against friends. Somehow they both seem to become one. A sea full of sharks and they all smell blood. They start coming and I start rising. Must be surprising, I'm just imagining. I win, thrive, soar, higher, 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 more, fire.
To fly, to conquer, to fly, okay.
I represent an entire generation. I hear the criticism loud and clear. That is how I know that the time is near. See, we become alive in a time of fear. And I ain't got no motherfucking time to fear. Cry my eyes out for days upon days. Such a heavy burden placed upon me. But when you go hard, your nays become yays. Yankee Stadium with Jay's and Kanye.
To win, to fly, to conquer, to fly.
To rise, to fly.
fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to survive.